You're listening to Moms Over Coffee, a podcast designed especially for mom. So let's grab a cup of coffee and enjoy today's episode with our host, Faith Carr.
Hello, moms. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to Moms Over Coffee. Today we're going to be continuing on our three-part series, Coming Home. So grab a cup of coffee and join me as I share a little bit about my story and about coming home. But first, let's pray. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day and the time that we have together here. We pray that you would encourage us and strengthen us in your word, being moms in today's world. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope you have your cup of coffee ready and maybe even something sticky and sweet to eat, like a cinnamon roll or a donut or something really good and gooey, because it's going to get sticky today, I think, with our topic, which is submission. The title of this episode is Coming Home. Me? Submit? And the subtitle is Perfect Order. Submission is a sticky topic, especially nowadays. Am I right? Titus 2:5 says that we are to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to our own husbands, so that the word of God be not blasphemed. Obedient to our own husbands, that's talking about submission. What comes to mind when you hear the word submission? Well, most of us don't like it. It sounds like you're being dependent. I know for me, the first time that I heard that wives were supposed to submit to their husbands, I thought, submit? What does that mean? Sounds like being dependent. Sounds like being degraded. Maybe even like being like a doormat. Now, I'm not going to be anyone's doormat. So no, that's for back then, not nowadays. Same thing I said when the Lord called me home. That's not for me. That's for like rich people. But no, Lord was talking to me. You know, when I was a little girl, I pictured myself as a grown-up lady walking around with, you know, my briefcase or wearing high-heel shoes and designer clothes. Totally independent, living on my own and not dependent on anyone. So from a small sprout, from a little girl, I was never thinking about being a homemaker at home, dependent and submissive to my husband. No. I did not see it that way at all. And you know, in our society today, you don't even have to look too far to get back up on this issue. I mean, just watch television, just watch movies, read magazines. Everybody around me felt the same way I did too. But then the Lord got a hold of my heart and I read in His Word that submission is actually required. And most of all, and most importantly, it's best. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20 says, listen to advice and accept instruction so that in the end you may be wise. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but the counsel of Adonai will stand. The fear of Adonai leads to life, and he who has it rests satisfied, untouched by harm. So you see, it's good for us. Wives, submit to your own husbands. I always thought it was interesting how it says your own husbands. What does that mean? I mean, if he's your husband, he's already your own. But then I got it. It means that we must be submissive to our own husbands. Out there in the world, in the working world, we are submissive to our bosses. Don't we do what the boss says when we're at work? We have to do it or we'll get fired. We're submissive to other men in our lives. Pastors and other authorities on our job, or city authorities who go down to get a license, we submit to the rules or the requirements of other authorities. So that's why the scripture is saying here, submitting to their own husbands. So, I thought that was pretty interesting, because we don't have a problem submitting to other authorities, our boss at work, the CEO of the company, the principal of the school, the pastor or the elder at church. So, because that's actually what we're doing. We're submitting. So it shouldn't be a hard thing when we think about it, when the Lord says submit to our own husbands. Submitting doesn't mean that he's more important than we are. No, we are both, husband and wife, equally significant, equally important. In fact, it's not so much about dependence that we are to be submissive, but more about order. That's what I've learned. You know, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning God made the heavens and the earth, and the Spirit of God hovered over the surface of the deep, and there was chaos. And the Lord said, let there be light, and there was light." And that was the first day. So even from the very beginning of creation as we know it, God created order from chaos. It's about order. And God is a God of order. He has a perfect order for everything. I mean, and even us moms, we know the difference of what it's like in our homes when kids are just playing like crazy and throwing stuff all over the place and running around and things get so chaotic, and then it's time for nap time. Oh yes, praise the Lord. So we take that time and it's quiet and you can kind of have time to get things back in order. Order is the opposite of chaos. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 33 says, "For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace." And it says in 1 Corinthians 14, 40, "Let all things be done decently and in order." And you know, even God's plan for us as wives, mothers, and as a family, He has a plan for us. And that means there's an order. It says in Jeremiah 29, 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, to give you an expected end, a good future." And then, of course, we all know the verse in Ecclesiastes 3, "To everything there is a season, even our seasons have an order, not for second or third, but in a way that works for peace, in a way that all things work well together." And then He doesn't just tell us to submit. This is what I really love. I've saved the best part for last. He doesn't just tell us to submit. Jesus has been our perfect example on submission, as He Himself, when He was a little boy, submitted to His parents. He submitted to the will of the Father also. He is God, yet it was in the order of things determined as He would come and be our Savior that He would submit to the will of the Father. Submission is quietly choosing to allow someone else to be in control. We submit to the Lord. We submit to other authorities. We submit even in prayer, as Jesus said when He prayed, "Not my will, but thine be done." This is what Jesus has given us an example of. And even in the Lord's Prayer, when the Lord says, "Our Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name, your kingdom come, your will be done." There again, we see submission. So I see this as the best part of all, as an example of why it's important for me to submit. Because if the Lord Himself was willing to submit, and He teaches us to submit to the Father as well, that His will be done in our lives, then yes, submission is a great call and a high call. The Lord has said in John chapter 6, verse 38, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me." Finally, it says in Philippians 2, verse 5 through 9, "Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although He existed in the form of God, did not regard Himself equal with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied Himself, taking on the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance of man, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death," submissive to His Father's will to the point of death, even death on a cross. "For this reason also, God highly exalted Him and bestowed upon Him the name which is above every name." There it is, the best part of all. It pleases God that we stand in a position of submission, submitting to our husbands. It is not the lowest doormat thing. It is the highest calling with Christ as our example. Wives, submit to your own husbands. And then finally, let's just wrap this all up with a recap. You know, our verse for the series is Titus chapter 2, verse 5, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. The last part of this verse, so that the word of God be not blasphemed. Well, what does that mean? It means that when people look at us as women professing godliness, as mothers at home with our kids, and how we are with our families, the way we are with our husbands in being submissive to them, as God says, speaks well of our faith. It's saying that if we don't do this, if we are not submissive to our husbands, then the word of God may be blasphemed. That means someone may point their fingers and say, aha, look at that, and speak irreverently about the things of God or the word of God. So the world makes it look like it's a low thing, but the scripture shows us it's a high thing, a high calling, and a beautiful reflection of God's perfect order. I hope you enjoyed your coffee. That's all we've got for today. And we finished our series. I hope you've enjoyed it. Can't wait to get together with you again next time. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time together in your word. Be glorified in our lives today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, until next time, God bless you. And remember, her children will rise up and call her blessed.
Thanks for joining us for Moms Over Coffee. For more information, visit our website, momsovercoffee.com. And have a great week. See you next time.